taking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. I've had a magnificent week, and I'm sure you've had one too. Today is a rather special day because I have an equally special lady with me. Her name is Bonnie DeBarge of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bonnie, how are you? And welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Beautiful. I am fine. Thank you very much. Good. What's the weather like today at Grand Rapids?
Oh, it's getting much better. The sun is shining right now, and I think we're about, 50 degrees? So spring is here. Spring is here.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, the title of today's episode is The Comeback Kid. The Comeback Kid. Now, that we will, as mere mortals, be guilty of absurd blunders is inevitable. But then...
I can hardly... Yomi, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, really? Can you hear me
answer
now?
Your question, right?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. But then, so what? Napoleon, the great warrior, lost more than a third of his more important battles. And our downfalls are actually supposed to become a real source of our power. These failures are the price we have to pay for our future successes. Now, each day is the true beginning of the rest of our life, with every experience we have meant just something. Actually, extraordinary persons do not really use the word failure with reference to themselves. Why should they? After all, they know only too well that there's no shame in making mistakes. However, such a person knows that what is shameful and unforgivable is refusing to get up again, elevated by the power and potential contained in their ideals, even when they are subjected to mocking laughter and derision, perhaps even by those close to them. Now, today's show presents a classic example of the combat kids of our generation, as represented by Bonnie DeBarge. Now, Bonnie DeBarge was born Ethelene DeBarge. Bonnie is best known as the lone female sibling of the Motown family group DeBarge. She is the lead vocalist behind the classic R&B ballad, A Dream, from the group's In a Special Way album. Bonnie has written and co-written many hits with her brothers, as well as produced and co-produced many hits with her brother, L. DeBarge. Most notably, the group's 1982 breakthrough hits, I Like It, and the number one hit, Time Will Reveal. Bonnie unselfishly gives the details of the roller coaster ride and price of fame in the newly re-edited editions of her books, The Kept Ones, Volume 1 and Volume 2, in which she details the definitive story of the DeBarge family from their spectacular rise to the top of the R&B music royalties, their fall from grace to their re-emerging careers. In addition, Bonnie is set to release a dynamic new music album entitled Renewal. She is also embarking on a nationwide motivational speaking tour, aptly called Walk It Out Tour. Bonnie, welcome again to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Splendid. Now, Bonnie, how old were you when you started singing gospel music?
Oh, 5 years old, I started. My mom started me singing the Lord's Prayer at a Christmas program. And from then on, she had gave me other little songs to sing in the church. So I was five.
So Bonnie, what is the real story of the DeBarge family in the music industry?
What is the new story? Is that what you said?
What was the real story? The story of your family
in
the music
real
industry.
The real story, okay. The real story, we started out, as children we started singing. Mom started us in gospel at the church, did radio stations in Detroit, and then we moved to Grand Rapids I had a very abusive childhood, and between my mom and dad, that's all in the book. We moved away from my dad to Grand Rapids, where my uncle, Bishop, the late Bishop William Abney, had a church. And from there, my uncle, who was the minister of music, James Abney, took us under his arms, under his wings, and taught us harmonies. And my brother Bobby was the first one to go to California and be in a group called White Heat. He started out there. That group broke up, and a year later, he was with Motown. So we had a group called God's Children of Harmony, which consisted of me, Al, and Randy. And we were trying to get a contract with Light Records, and they didn't know where to place us. That discouraged us, and we decided to go secular. And because my brothers, Bobby and Tommy, were in a group called Switch, and they were very successful, we decided to follow them. So we went to California, got a showcase with Jermaine and Hazel through my brother Bobby, and the rest is history.
Mm, that's right. So you were named after your mother, Ethelyn. Now, who gave you the nickname
right.
Bunny? Who gave you the nickname Bunny? How did you come up with the name Bunny?
Well, I never liked the name Ederly, even from a little girl. It was so hard for people to announce, and then it was made fun of. It was Etterling, Chitterling, things like that. So my aunt, I had a rabbit around Christmas time. They bought me this big rabbit, and I was very fond of it, and she called me Bunny. So I've been called Bunny ever since.
Interesting. So you never liked the name at the beginning, but then the name got stuck, didn't it?
I never liked it. But, you know, I grew to like it. A lot of people tell me how pretty it is. Me and my mom are the only ones that are named that name, Etcherline. She's Etcherline 1, I'm Etcherline 2.
Okay, twins run in your family. Your mother, from what we know, is a twin. Are there any other family members who are twins in your family?
Oh, yes. My mother had twins as well, the youngest ones. I have a sister and brother named Carol and Daryl. They're twins. And then my brother Randy had twins, Dakota and Ja'Kai.
I see. Again, all the twinning in the family, was it only on your mother's side? Were there twins on your father's side?
Not that I know of. We didn't get to know much about my father's family. They disowned us when my mom and dad married, and so we didn't till later, the later years, probably almost, when my father was dying, did we get to know any of them. Still don't know much about them.
I see. Okay. Now, you have these books you are writing, the kept ones. You had done the volume one, and I think you are on the verge of completing volume two. Is that right? Can you give us the background to this book? The kept book.
Okay, volume one is of our childhood, the beginnings. Starts from my childhood to all the way up to when we go to Motown. Volume two, I've never written a book before, Yomi, and didn't know that I was writing such a huge book. That's why we separated it like that. But it was just for my healing at first. I didn't know I was going to put it out. But that's what the Lord wanted me to do. So I put it out for others to read and hopefully it'll be some healing. Volume two actually is of the fame, the drug problems. And then there's going to be a volume three, which is the victor, how I got through all that.
That's interesting.
So volume two will be out probably July, August. It's already written. It's being edited right now.
That's volume two, right? Is that volume
two
that will be out July, August, volume two?
Did I do what, sir?
I said, is it volume two that will be ready in July, August?
Right, July, August. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Fine.
We're advertising it now.
That's right. Now, you are famously quoted, Bunny, to have said that you fell from grace. Now, why did you, at one point in your life, feel that you had fallen from God's grace?
Okay, actually, being raised in the church, it was told to us, we believed that actually singing love songs was devil music, and that we were getting out of our faith if we did so, if we even liked it. So we felt, it was a little lie that the devil had placed in our mind, we felt that we had fallen from grace because we went out to do love songs. Don't feel that way today, but that is actually what we felt leaving the church when we did to go to Motown.
Do you still feel that way these days?
No. Don't feel that way this day. I have really, I know that God is love, and especially in listening to the music today, there's no way, it leaves nothing for the imagination today. So our love songs, no, I don't feel that way. But that was the way we felt when we did leave the church and go to California to pursue our career.
But then again, now, if you felt that way in those early days and you don't feel that way any longer, now, do you think that those feelings at that time contributed to whatever dislocations you might have faced in both your private life and your family life?
Yes, it did. It played a big part. I felt that I had to put God on the shelf, put my Bible on the shelf, and I felt that I couldn't talk to God anymore because God was mad at me. And I do know that He will never leave us or forsake us, and I did call Him when I felt I needed Him, so I knew Him as my Savior. Today, I know God as my Lord, and there is a big difference, in Him just loving me, but me loving Him.
Again, Bonnie, there's a problem here. Don't you think that parents and mentors have to be very careful about the accurate definition of the place God is supposed to have in our life at a particular stage so that we do not mislead the people who look up to us against the background of your own experience?
I heard it's kind of like half of that.
What I meant is, don't you think we have to be careful as parents and mentors about the people who are put under our care, just about how we educate them about God, about their understanding of God?
Yes, and what I think you're asking me is about having faith in God.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking. I'm saying,
okay,
don't you think against the background of your experience, we have to be careful how we teach the people under us about God, to teach them accurately about God?
Yes, we have to be careful. Okay. I think with it, hear you. You hear me? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you really good on that question. Are you talking about my faith in God that helped me through my addiction?
No, I haven't quite gotten up to that. No, okay, let's do it this way. Now, I'll just ask the question again. Can you hear me?
No. Very, very low.
Sorry. All right, then. In any case, we are taking a break now. I think during the break time, we'll just get our people to see what they can do about the volume.
Okay. Thank you.
Definition. That's right. Okay.
Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at stonebridgepublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute, Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Want more positivity in your life? Are you ready to get healthy, happy, and energized? Join the Stella Donna Goddess Gals, Cynthia Bryan, and Heather Brittany for a power hour of stimulating, supportive conversation on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. A lineup of best-selling authors, celebrities, and experts join the effervescent mother-daughter dynamic duo in this upbeat, positive, life-changing talk radio playground. Star Style, Be the Star You Are, Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Lend us your ears. It's power time.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the second episode, segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget that we have with us the famous musician Bonnie DeBarge of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bonnie Ethelene DeBarge. Bonnie is best known as a lone female sibling of the Motown family group DeBarge. She is the lead vocalist behind the classic R&B ballad A Dream from the group's In a Special Way album. Bonnie has written and co-written many hits with her brothers, as well as produced and co-produced many hits with her brother, L. DeBarge, most notably the group's 1982 breakthrough hits, I Like It, and the number one hit, Time Will Reveal. Now, Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Now, sorry. At a critical point in your life, you had to fight a big battle against addiction. How were you delivered from drug addiction? You had to fight a big battle against addiction. How were you delivered from it?
Yes. I was delivered basically by my higher power, who I choose to call Jesus Christ, God. I gave my life up totally to Him. Being raised in the church, I knew a lot about God, and I knew Him as my Savior, but never my Lord. I've been to many rehab places, and nothing else helped me until I really gave up and surrendered to God, and having faith in God that He would help me. I just was tired, didn't want to die that way, and wanted to be an example to my children. I felt they needed to know how I got through, and so I just surrendered and got into the Word of God and started holding on to the promises, and that is what helped me to be able to get up and stand. I would get up many times and thinking that I was doing the right thing, but pretended like I was okay and never dealt with anything. I had to deal with a lot of things that I felt were right, not the things that I felt were wrong, and I took God with me to do that. So that's how I was delivered.
You spoke a little bit in some of your exposures to the press about another traumatic phase of a childhood, which involved abuse, especially from your father. Is there anything you can tell us about that? Abuse in your childhood. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm not hearing you.
You said you suffered some abuse, childhood abuse.
Abuse. Yes, I did. There was a lot of childhood abuse. I was abused by my father. My father was a Frenchman. My mother was a black woman. And in those days, in the 50s, that just wasn't heard of. So we had a lot of abuse. We moved a lot from peers, from people in the neighborhood, at school. Also got a lot of abuse from my father. There was sexual abuse that went on with me. And they were things that, that's when I said we moved to Grand Rapids, when I was about 13 years old, getting away from my father. Never dealt with any of that. And just went on to pretend like everything was okay in my life, but had a lot of pain. That pain, once I started doing drugs, was something that dulled the pain that I had. And the drugs became my best friend.
I see. So drugs became your best friend?
Yes. Yes, they did.
I see. What kind of drugs were you into? Did you actually start with cocaine at a very early age, or did you start with something mild?
I started out with smoking weed, Yami, that wasn't like a big thing, but it was a start for me to do other drugs. And at that time, it was the thing to do. Everybody did drugs back then. Mm. And going in the studio, then snorting the cocaine, then from the snorting the cocaine and going on the road, not being able to sleep, taking something to go to sleep. Then I had breast cancer. And the medication that I received from the breast cancer, I got hooked on. And so from there, I went looking for it in the street, and that got on heroin. So I went from heroin and then taking heroin and trying to level that high out, I went to crack cocaine. So
did you say crack cocaine?
Sorry?
Crack cocaine.
Yes, crack cocaine, oh. Yes. Mm. And smoking crack cocaine along with doing the heroin and actually just hiding and covering up pain. The group had broke up, and from the group breaking up, that was a lot of pain. Never dealt with. I lost my brother Bobby from AIDS, and something, again, never dealt with. We never dealt with as a family, and it just spiraled down. So that's how I started it, just covering up a lot of pain, and it became my best friend. Not ever keeping my relationship with the Lord and walking it out, because it was a process. I never walked that process. I would get up and pretend like I was okay, and I wasn't. So it didn't help until I started really dealing with me, stop blaming everybody, and stop using excuses, that I really started to get better.
All right then, Bonnie, but then again, you had your bouts of rehabilitation, didn't you? How many times did you have to go into rehab?
How many times was I in rehab?
Rehab, that's right, yes.
Well, my goodness. I went to rehab at least three or four times. And I went for everybody else for me. I went for my husband. I went for my children. I went for my mom. Didn't really go for me. I just went to kind of like ease the pain that everyone else was feeling around me about my addiction.
That's interesting. Okay, let's move on to something else. Now, you have children and you have grandchildren. Now, to what extent have these people taken after you as singers?
Oh, my children are great. I have children that sing, and now that I have gotten up and I'm moving on in my life, I'm singing again, and they go with me. My children are going with me. My three daughters sing, and they do the background. My grandchildren, yes, are very talented as well. I have a grandson. My oldest grandchild is in the music, and he plays the keyboards and writes songs and right beat.
Bonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
What great lessons, valuable lessons, can you share with our listeners about forgiveness and addiction?
Oh my gosh. Forgiveness is one thing that I thought I had right. Like I told you earlier, the Lord had to deal with me on the things that I felt were right, not those that were wrong. I came to Him, okay, I know I do this wrong and that wrong, the drugs is wrong, and all this, I needed to deliver me from this. But the Lord began to deal with me on how I need to deal with the things that I felt were right, per se. A lot of traditional things, we are products of our environment, and it worked for me to actually come out of the church building and just let the Holy Spirit actually speak to me and deal with me, because the Lord said it was our teacher. And so I gave up on everything that I thought was right, and the Lord began to deal with me on my loving, my caring, my forgiveness. And I learned that in unforgiveness, we become the people that we don't forgive, and that it was really holding me back, not them back. And so I had to forgive myself. It was the biggest thing, was forgiving me more than anything else in order to grow. And as I forgave myself, I began to forgive others. And as I began to get in the Word and renew my mind, the Lord helped me to do that.
I see. Tell us about the addiction part of it then. What advice would you give our listeners?
Well, the addiction part of it was something, like I said, it started out back in the day. It was something that we did starting in high school, and it was just a little thing, and nobody believes that they're going to actually, nobody says, well, when I grow up, I want to be an addict. Of course, I didn't want to be an addict. I wanted to be a star, but you never think that one little pill or that one little time that you do something, that it's you're going to be addicted to it. And it's a bondage, and it's a bondage that you can't, it's hard to get out of. And when you're in it, you have to have somewhere to go. And I learned that, or you'll just constantly repeat the pages. The drug is something that you take, but there's a root of why you take it and why it becomes, you become addicted to it. And those are the things that you need to work on.
All right then, so tell us a little bit about your faith, your actual faith in God. Your actual faith in God. Tell us a little bit about it. Share a bit of your experience as you are growing up in your faith in God.
Well, I believe with all my heart that Jesus is Lord, that He died for us. He died for our sins, and I believe in the grace. I believe that we go from glory to glory. I believe that we should tell those that are lost that they have to be born again, and those that are born again that they need to renew their minds. And I believe that it is a process in renewing your mind. You have to get to know the Maker, the one that really made you, and have a relationship. I believe relationship is more than anything in this world, having a real relationship with God. Not like He's way up there, but that He lives inside of you, and He talks to you through His Word. And I believe that with all my heart, because it's happened for me, it's worked for me, it's real to me. It just is the way.
Now, along the way, as you have grown up in your faith in God, did you have many instances where your faith was called to question? Where you actually ask yourself, is there truly God in existence? Did you have such instances?
Just yesterday, Yomi. There is a song, my song, A Dream, is being played in a commercial, Honda. And my faith was shaken yesterday because during my life, the addiction and everything, I was taken advantage of in the industry by a lot of people because of my condition. And now I'm hearing my song in a commercial, the Honda commercial, and it was like a slap in the face to me. My faith became weakened, and it was very hard for me to see God in it. And the Holy Spirit brought up the Word to me, and I know that God is in it, and I want to get back everything that the devil has stolen from me, and I'm going to fight for this with my God. If that helped. I hope that answers the question.
No, yeah, it does. It does to a certain degree. What you are saying was just yesterday, out of the blue, you had your song being played as a commercial, and you knew nothing about it, and you are not giving credits for it. Is that what you are saying?
Yes, I'm saying that during my addiction, a lot of things happened, and I was taken advantage of because of it. And now I'm hearing this song that I don't have credit for, and I need to go back and really fight the situation. And I don't believe that God has allowed this to be in my life, for this to happen in my life.
Yes, I agree with you. I don't think that's fair, but I hope you can do something about that to make it
a
setting.
I'm going to go. It's like it's taken a lot of energy for me to do it, but I do know that God is cleaning up my life and that I need to fight. So I was a little discouraged yesterday, and like I said, trying to see God in all of it. But what a difference today makes, because I'm up today and believing in God. If I'm going to believe Him, I'm going to believe Him with all my heart, and that's through it all. So in the midst of this, I see God in it, and I've turned that situation around, and from something negative to something positive, and I'm going to go forth in His name and with Him with me.
Now, along the course of this brilliant career of yours, what have been your most memorable times?
Oh, gosh. The times with my family, when my family was family. When the group broke up, they didn't just break up a group, they broke up a family. And so my most memorable times is when being with my brothers in the studio, writing songs together, being on stage together. The Motown 25 was a very great time for us.
I see. Now, what's happened to your brothers these days? Are they on their own leading solo careers, or are they still together?
You said what happened to my brothers?
Your brothers. Are they leading solo careers now, or are they still together in a group?
No, everybody is separate, doing their own thing. Every once in a while we'll show up on L Show or something like that, but I haven't really been connected with them as far as our career and doing music in a long time. That is my dream, for us to come back together as a family and to at least reunite and do a reunion. A DeBarge reunion, I think the fans would like that, and that's the geek out there, to see DeBarge all together.
Is that the kind of thing we can look forward to? The whole lot of you coming back together for some form of reunion? Are you planning that?
I am waiting for that. I have planned it. I see it. It's a vision, and I see it happening. So just waiting on the Lord, waiting for everybody to come together and do this thing.
Do you all live in Grand Rapids?
No. I'm in Grand Rapids. Randy is in Grand Rapids, and my younger brother and sister Daryl are here. The others are in L.A.
That's interesting. That's great. Now, your song, God is Good and Dream, what motivated you to sing these songs? Because they are great songs. What actually motivated you to sing those songs?
God is Good and Dream. A dream. What motivated me for that song actually was I write by experience, and so it was something that really happened to me in life, and I think also that it was something that all women fantasize on, being with someone that maybe doesn't like them, and or they like them more than the person likes them. And maybe even a relationship where they're sneaking with someone. So I kind of wrote that song from an experience that I had, as well as what I feel other women might feel. The song God is Good is my testimony, Yomi. It talks about the confidence that God has given me and the promises that I hold on to, and how good He is, because He has transformed my life into victory.
That's great. Now, Do you have other songs you can tell us about that were strongly motivated by experiences in your life that you can tell us?
Do I have other songs that I've written?
Yes. Yeah, other songs that were strongly motivated. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I have a single coming up. God is Good is the song that is out now. I have a new single coming out very soon, in the next couple of weeks, and it's called Say. And it actually speaks on how I had loved the Lord as my Savior. And it says, want to say I knew you. And at the end, I say, I want to say I know you. Now I can say I know you and that my message has become my message. And the pain, you are using my pain to show others who you are.
Okay. All right, then. We'll take a small commercial break now. And when we come back to the last segment of today's show, we'll take on Bonnie and the final aspects of our interview for her today.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the last segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget, we have with us popular singer Bonnie DeBarge of Grand Rapids, Michigan. But before we go back to Bonnie, we have a very important guest with us, the beautiful and adorable Tammy Collins McKee from Houston, Texas, is here to give us a little message. Tammy, are you there?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. My name is Tammy Collins Marquis, and I am the business manager to your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. My extreme gratitude to all of you as I share this platform with our global radio audience. To Dr. Yami Garnett, I say you are such a remarkable radio talk show host and one of the world's most prized writers today. Sir, you are simply a magnificent wordsmith. And in the same breath, I would like to express my special thanks to Brandi Jackson, executive producer, Voice America Radio Talk Show Network, Bunny DeBarge, Bunny's daughter, Demia Lee, and Bunny's manager, Troy Julian Gibson, and also to Tanisha Griffin and our beloved global listeners. Bunny DeBarge, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I have the pleasure, honor, and privilege of welcoming you to today's show. This
thank
is a crowning moment of your fascinating story. Trooper, I rejoice with you today as you celebrate another milestone in your journey of thrilling, iconic, and classic singing. You and your family are beautifully gifted and talented. Bunny, you have made a significant contribution to the industry with your powerful vocal abilities. It is such a blessing that you receive much of your tutelage and artistic craft in gospel music. As a woman of substance, you are both dynamic and dazzling. You were born to stand out and to live a life of pizzazz. You have proved yourself to be a true fighter, family being your strength and inspiration. Without doubt, life circumstances can create havoc in the human condition. But God has placed a wall of fire around you and your family. I can declare that God has terminated the cycle of perpetual warfare in your life. Authentic honor and a garment of salvation is now upon you. Yours is a legacy of wisdom and survival. Genuine self-respect is your stance. While true forgiveness will be your catharsis, with God on your side, marriage, motherhood, sisterhood, a beloved daughter, and effortless beauty is his blessings upon your life. Your story will assist others to break the stronghold of addiction, and it will no longer take residence in their lives. You see, the cage holding the birds will break open, and whosoever crosses your path will be transformed. And I declare and prophetically speak with the authority of God that the bondage of the past will leave you, and what has been taught to you and your brothers will be a keepsake and never depart from your lives. Very much like the prodigal, God has given you your ring back with a kiss. You, woman of God, will supremely empower the prodigals to come home, and through you, their lives will be flooded with the tangible presence of God, with the rivers of living water flowing through them. This is the supreme moment of destiny.
Yes.
And a new future is ready to be written for you. You will roar like a lion for God.
Thank
for
you.
Whom the sun has set free is set free indeed. God bless you, Bunny.
Thank you so much. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. It means a lot. And it's
Jamie,
my distinct pleasure.
You.
God
yeah,
bless
Tammy,
you.
Thank you for that magnificent message. Thank you so much. Those were
thank
very
you,
wonderful
Bloody
prayers
the
in,
and
in, into the life of our guests. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you. Right then, Bunny, tell me, which of your songs strikes the most memorable chords in your memory?
That would be from our very first album that really didn't, one of the songs is from, well, yeah, two of them, actually, from our very first album that was shelved by Motown. We took those songs and put them on other songs. The first song is What's Your Name? What's Your Name was the song that we did as family, and I have very good memories of us all being together and adding our expertise and our creativity in that song. The other song is Share My World, a song that Al and I wrote and also got Bobby to collaborate on. It was the beginning of the barge and the beginnings of our sound, and it was a very joyful moment of us being family.
Thank you. Now, we have another guest with us, also from Houston, Texas. His name is Eugene Michael. Eugene, are you there?
Yes, my dear friend. How are you doing today?
Yes, my friend. I am doing magnificently. Thank you.
I would like to say hello to yourself again and greet all the listeners globally and give thanks to the Voice America Network, yourself, Ms. Tammy Collins Marquis, for once again showing us the path to human empowerment by introducing us to another glorious life champion. My thanks and gratitude to you, sir, and to your distinguished guests.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, what I would like to say as succinctly as possible is that I am truly inspired, as I feel all the listeners should be, by the example of your distinguished guest of showing the connection between the spirit of forgiveness and the spirit of resurrection. As human beings, imperfect, we are all, as we stand before God, prone to also fall before Him in our weakness and imperfection. We are in a season where the spirit of forgiveness and the need for forgiveness and resurrection of mankind is evident to many people, if not most, who know about the example of Christ. And I would like to thank your guests for being so forthright and candid about the need for forgiveness, because until we can forgive ourselves, we cannot forgive others. And until we can forgive ourselves and others, the world will never change for the better. Can I get consensus and consent and amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And what I would like to do is to point out the what I feel divine serendipity of this moment. Because at present, Mr. Barge, I am working with a gentleman in the midst of the Motown universe by the name of Brian Pistorius, who is interested in working with individuals like myself and yourself and other legendary Motown artists to create a global tour called the Get Down to Save Motown, thrusted toward the resurrection economically and otherwise of the city of Detroit, the home of Motown. I hope you'll be interested in talking to me further and being interested in an introduction to this fine gentleman who is very much interested in bringing together as many of those who still appreciate those magnificent days of Motown when Detroit was not the depressed city that it is now, but was a glorious mecca of music. I very much would like to connect you with that individual if you have any interest in doing so, and pray that you will continue your journey of forgiving and being forgiven as a light of illumination and inspiration to the world. Thank you so much, and may God ever give strength to your hands.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes, I will be interested.
Thank you so much. Eugene, thank you so much. As usual, you have introduced some intellectual property, very well presented to today's episode, and we are eternally grateful for your brilliant and fine mind. Thank you so much, and may God continue to bless your thought processes. Amen.
God bless you both forever and ever. Amen, my friend. Make it a great day.
Thank you
so much. Thank you. God bless you. Now, Bonnie, is it correct to say that these days you are living a fulfilling life and you are at peace with yourself?
Oh, yes. Peace.
You are?
Peace.
Okay, tell us about it.
I had to learn about peace as well. I am at peace with myself today. There was many times I got up and said that, but today I can really say I'm at peace with myself, and I renewed my mind, and that's what brought peace. Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice. So you are completely out of drug addiction now? Completely out of it?
Yes, I am. Yes, it has been 3 years, and I've never went 6 months. So it's been 3 years, and I know that overcoming my test, my trials is giving my testimony, and that helps me a lot. So I'm out there speaking and giving my testimony and helping others. God has me up today for you.
Well, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. So, Bonnie, as we get ready to close today's episode, What advice do you have for today's artist? If you were to advise up-and-coming artists, what very strong advice would you give them?
I believe, and I have learned, that Jesus is success. In this world today, even in this industry, it's much different than it was when I was coming up and I was in the industry. We need the divine wisdom, and it is something that you need to ask for daily, because you don't know who's your friend, why they're there, and you need discernment and to know. The Bible tells us to test the spirits and see if they are of God. We need discernment, and a lot of people come with like sheep and wolves in sheep's clothing. So we need to have divine wisdom. So my word to you is, only what you do for Christ will last.
I see. That's great. So, in a nutshell, what you are saying is, whatever you do, make sure that you operate on the platform of God, on the platform of Jesus Christ. That's, is that right?
That's right. That's right.
That, that will save you from a lot of pain.
That he is your foundation, that he is first in your life, and that you are directed, you know, by the Holy Spirit. And I've learned that. I'm a witness to that.
Okay.
In coming
all
to
right.
the music industry.
That's right. Thank you so much. Now, Bonnie, I have a prayer for you, and that is that may the best you have seen up till now be the worst you'll ever see for the rest of your career. May I have an amen to that?
Say that again, Yomi.
May the best you have seen up till now be the worst you will ever see. Can I have an amen to that?
Amen.
Wish you an excellent rest of your day, Bonnie. Thank you so much for being our distinguished guest speaker on today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Listeners, I'm sure you've had a great time. Thank you very much and see you next week. Bonnie?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was a pleasure having you, Bonnie. You are such a beautiful woman. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you and bye-bye. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.